It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I want a gyro and I want to marry Britney Spears.
Matt.
Big blowjob and a Diet Coke.
Steve.
I want a funnel cake and a fat trick just as a clown.
And Kevin.
Yes.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
Hey, you! Get your damn hands off her!
Hey! Whoa.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Inconceivable!
Rod Stewart's son got arrested.
Hola.
¿Dónde estás?
¿Dónde estás, mis amigos?
Hola.
¿Por qué
that
con
is
queso?
The extent of my español.
It's the Aristocrats. Everyone's staring at me. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. CWERadio.com
CWE.
Is proudly streaming us live. And are we up on Ustream?
Eso sí que es.
Yes! Sí.
And you can see our ugly mugs on Ustream. As I play with my picture. Ooh, look at that. We're fucking fancy. I'm Derek with you as always. Mr. Matthew.
Eso sí que es.
Señor Kevin.
Weird.
And Señorita Steven.
Oh. They look like they really want to be here tonight.
What?
Is there a game on tonight or something?
What is he talking about?
Because Steve's just like going back and forth and Kev's on his...
I just had a rough day at the office.
Rough day at the office?
Yeah, I had a rough day too today, huh?
How come nobody cares about me? What if I had a rough day?
Jesus shit.
No, I heard about your day.
Yeah. That wasn't my day. That was days ago.
Yeah. Well, what happened?
What happened?
I'll tell you after the show.
Oh, man.
Did you diarrhea dump in your pants?
No.
Oh, Dios mío.
Oh, my God. You were so warm.
Your footwear looks very comfortable, by the way.
My what?
Your footwear looks very comfortable.
Ooh.
My Crocs.
Yeah. He's got the Iron Sheiky baby Crocs on.
Is that what he wears?
He wears Crocs.
Does he have Crocs with, like,
the holes in them?
The toes coming up?
No.
He has Crocs. He also has legs that don't work.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I don't know how comfortable he thinks they are.
I don't know. As long as you're comfortable.
As long as you're comfortable.
You guys had last week off. You were over in, Denver or some shit.
Sunny Delaware.
Denver.
Sunny Delaware.
It's always sunny in Delaware.
Beautiful, sunny Christiana, Delaware.
Yeah?
The pride of Delaware.
It was good. Steven and I, collectively known as the Two Rude Dudes, had a wrestling match with ECW icons Tommy Dreamer and Balls Mahoney.
How'd that go?
Pretty good. I got to point out, it's really funny to watch the way Tommy Dreamer talks to Balls Mahoney in the dressing room.
Yeah.
Because anybody who's met Balls Mahoney knows that, like, he's just flying every minute. Just, like, he's in his own world. But it, not in a bad way.
In a good way.
Yeah. He's a fun guy. And Tommy's just so, like...
Serious.
Not even serious, but just very calm, very mellow.
Mm-hmm.
So Balls is firing out ideas, and Tommy's just like, no. No, we're not doing that. And Ball's just like, okay. You're right, Tommy. You're right.
And, who came up with the Larry Zbysko thing? Or did that just happen to fly into the ring?
What?
For some reason, I assume you mean the action figure, right? That whole deal with the...
No, I meant when Larry Zbysko actually came into the ring.
Oh.
That was a dream
you,
I had.
You might have...
I was eating mushrooms when I was watching the match. So, yes, when Tommy noticed that there was a...
Well, no, I think Balls picked that up from the toy vendor that was there. And because he had it with him in the back, and for some reason, I guess he was worried about somebody stealing it, stuffed it in his boot.
Nice.
And then came to the ring with it, and then took it out and put it on the ring, but everybody saw him do it. So
one of the headlining wrestlers bought an action figure.
Beautiful.
Why not?
And stuffed it in his boot.
Yeah. So then the crowd starts chanting to use
tag the figure.
So the toy got tagged in and was used as an illegal object.
That's really cute.
To punch Steven.
And I took a bump off it.
Yes.
What?
Yep.
He bumped for the
toy. You can say you took a bump that's from awesome. Liar Zabisco.
And that's classic. Mm-hmm. That's classically EZW style right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Complete nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys have a lot of people in your corner. By a lot, I mean two, but that still seems like a lot.
Yeah. One was a wrestler. I don't know if you've ever heard from Nicky Oceans. And the other's a young guy, a friend of ours, who's trying to become a manager. He's working his way in. So this was his him getting his feet wet. If you will.
Cute. Mr. Polo shirt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that his gimmick?
I don't know if there was an actual gimmick involved.
No, I don't think so.
He's an actor. You know, not of anything notable. But,
really?
Yeah.
Yes? Uh-oh. No, I didn't.
Internet problem.
We can cut that out in post, right?
Who cares? I should have put it on my camera.
Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah, so yeah, he's an actor, does improv and stuff. So he thought he can, and he's a huge wrestling fan and a friend of one of the wrestlers. So he's trying to get in. Wouldn't shut up about the fact that he got to be punched by Tommy Dreamer.
That was yeah, pretty cool.
Made his life.
I think Balls punched him.
Whoever.
It was Balls.
Punch your balls.
Balls. Yeah, so that was cool. Anything else going on?
We're no longer tag team champions.
Oh, you lost them?
On the subject of wrestling.
Well, for one promotion. We're still tag champions.
That's true, yeah.
All right.
And we're still booked to win tag championships in other places. Oops.
Yeah, probably within the next 2 months, they will hold three different sets of belts, right? Pretty much 3-4 months, maybe.
Sounds good.
Yeah. That would be neat.
I could go with that.
I've never known anybody else to do that, so. Mm. Especially not ones that have half the team as TV ready.
Oh, shit.
And these other promotions let you bring the belts from
what?
Other promotions?
What are you talking about?
What?
We do what we want. We're the fucking dudes.
I see you walking around with two belts each. And I said, why do you guys have two belts each? You say, from two different promotions.
Yeah. Those two particular ones. School. One is the sister promotion of the other.
Yeah.
Oh.
Regardless.
Yeah, and we thought it would look nicer if we went into the tournament that we thought we were losing with two different sets of tag belts, even though we wound up winning it.
Yeah. Wrestling real, damn it.
Yeah, we just wanted to stick it to the man when we thought we were losing. And then we just looked pretentious when we won. And we can't even hold the trophy because we have so many belts.
Yeah. Hey, you got it all.
And then we wrestled yesterday and beat the shit out of our opponents.
Yeah. Although we still lost.
Particularly Retro Rocker.
Because why?
Because he bears a striking resemblance to a certain David Spade movie character.
Oh.
Joe Dirt. I thought it's just that his head is so big, it's hard to miss him.
I never noticed that, but.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, long story. Backstage politics, you know what it is.
Backstage politics.
So that's about it for me.
Cool. Yeah.
Goldust was on the show. That was pretty cool.
He's right here, too, now.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio.
What, did Dapper ask you if you wanted to do the Dave Devine gimmick?
He actually did.
Oh.
He did.
I was being facetious.
Which means you're thinking like Dapper.
Hey, kid, you want to do the gimmick tonight, maybe? So he can kick your ass?
He's like, how about I'm going to go to my car and get the outfit.
You said it like that?
Yeah.
I'm going to get the baggiest shit outfit I got for you.
Oh, my God. The gold trash bag.
I'm going to get you that red outfit you wanted. I mean the gold outfit I got for you anyway.
Talk about a bait and switch.
Now, this was in reference to something that he wanted you to do.
Yeah, mock gimmick Goldust.
Yeah. He's all about coming up with imitations of actual
things
shit.
Things that happened 13 to 15 years ago.
That are still happening today. He's wrestled as Goldust in the last year on WWE.
Yeah, I know that, but...
It's, like, still going on. It's not like it's been gone for years.
Well,
it still exists.
Yeah,
like, that's the worst one.
Okay.
Yeah, but otherwise...
Matt's point being is it's not like they're forgotten characters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Except for Mortis.
Well, the dead characters, that's the next thing. The dead people.
Yep.
Dead wrestlers. Like, just because they're dead doesn't mean you can just steal their gimmick.
I guess.
Maybe you can. Sorry, Joe, you're right.
Well, he's not stealing the gimmick. It's advertised on the poster as the tribute
Mortada. Oh, I haven't seen that. It does that now, huh?
Yeah. Well, it says really, it says the in small letters, the tribute to Mortis, and then it'll say like Mortis really big. Yeah. And then in small letters again, it'll say Mortada.
Mortada.
Which is what he calls it.
Mortada. I'm still alive.
But in defense of the guy who does it, he does it really well. And
really well.
He almost looks the part. And he's a really talented wrestler. It's just a shame that he's been saddled with the gimmick of a dead guy. And
a dead character who was portrayed by a guy who is now dead.
Yeah. And not only a guy who's dead, but a guy who was very well liked and yes. dead. And it's actually caused a bit of a stir in wrestling.
Imagine.
From guys from that era. Particularly
I would agree.
Shane Helms.
Ooh.
Who was in three count back in those days when Canyon was alive and in WCW.
When he wasn't dead.
Yeah, when he wasn't dead. He actually went through on Facebook and was calling out another promotion in Jersey that was advertising the same character.
Really?
The fake Mortis. Except they were legitimately advertising Mortis.
Oh.
Whereas Dapper writes tribute to.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know
why
what?
Bother?
With the tribute to, if it was like tribute to Chris Canyon, you know, like
yeah.
the Mortis gimmick, like maybe that would be like almost okay. Almost.
Why don't you just repackage it and just leave the guy out of it completely?
Well,
he's
all right.
Dead.
He doesn't
have a say in it.
I'm gonna tear down the wall here. The way he works with getting these shows is he can, if somebody buys a show from him, he can say, all right, I'm charging you this much, and I have four names that were on TV. The thing is that usually those four names that are on TV is a guy dressed up as Mortis, a guy dressed up as Doink,
yeah.
a guy dressed up as Golga. I don't know if you remember the Golga character from the Oddities days.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And then
one actual guy from TV. So he can sell a show saying I have four people from TV when in all actuality only one of them.
If he shows up.
Yeah.
And then the other three are people who already wrestled dressing up as somebody else.
Yeah.
But he also, like, I mean, he did the ZWO.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that wasn't even his idea, though.
But he loved it.
Yeah. All right.
He loved it. And it wasn't even just like they could have just traipsed him out and said, this is the ZWO. But he actually got in the ring and said, anyone who watched wrestling back in the 90s yes. may remember a tag team by the name of the New World Order. Well, this is our version of that. And it was a bunch of young
I don't
kids.
Think
he's highly
up.
Deliberate.
I honestly yes. don't think he gave a shit about it. The ZWO. The thing that he always got into was the guy.
The thing
who,
went on for a half hour.
The guy who dressed as a goat. They would make fake turds and have him act like he's shitting as he walked around the ring.
Dapper always says that it doesn't matter what he puts on the show, as long as he laughs at it, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it is.
And that's why he doesn't make any fucking money.
Oh.
Well, one of his partners who walked out on him. Who actually wanted to make it like a real wrestling company and Dapper wanted nothing to do with it.
Oh boy.
Said that Dapper's explanation of the company is it's like a bad buffet. You're going to go there at least once a year. You would never leave happy. You're kind of disgusted, kind of uncomfortable. You're never satisfied, but you still keep coming back. And this is a guy describing his own company and his own product.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
If he put more time, and I hope I'm not like crossing any lines by saying anything.
Well, this is your opinion.
Well, my opinion, someone who has nothing to do with any of this, if he put more time into guys like you and promoted guys like you and stopped trying to, you know, latch on to something from 15 years ago, then maybe, you know, he could make something.
That's not his business model, though.
No, it's not. His business model, he's a circus.
He takes the guys who do know what they're doing, me, Steve, Nicky Oceans. Our job is to make the guys who don't know what they're doing but are selling tickets look like they belong there. And that's our only purpose on the show.
Yeah.
And outsiders who actually have a mind for the wrestling business know that that's stupid, and they've come in and said that that's stupid, and it doesn't change the way this guy does what he does.
And it's never going to change because he makes X amount of dollars and he knows what he's making every year.
Yeah.
Well, so he's comfortable with that.
Yeah. The other hand of it is he runs a profitable wrestling company, unlike people who follow the way things should be done.
That's true. That's actually very true. Nobody, probably nobody in the state who runs more than 10 shows a year makes as much money as he does.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Absolutely.
So
doesn't he also have a...
not anymore.
Oh, he's divorced?
Oh. All right. Well, yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say like a money mark for the company.
No.
See, that's the only difference is now for the majority of this year, he's been going solo pretty much. I don't know if he has any other help, but next year could be very different. He might only run 30 shows.
He has what he calls the sponsors that come in and out, guys who pretty much just pay to be in the business.
Yeah.
The thing is he doesn't care about making $2 million when he's comfortable making whatever he makes. You know what I mean?
Because he doesn't have to.
Yeah, but you're not going to make $2 million. Who knows that?
It really is. It's the definition of carny, where you know the carnival comes to town, they try to rape as much money as they can, and they pack up and they're gone like they were never there until they come back again the next year.
Sorry, what did you say?
Huh? After these messages, we'll be right back.
After this messages, we'll be right back.
Oh, okay.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
All right. Hey.
Cross space chicken wings and tap water. We are the Aristocrats.
Took a little break.
A lot of break, more like it.
Had some technical difficulties, and now we're back. So how's everybody doing?
Oh, well.
Going good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That was hell in a handbasket, huh?
Wasn't it? that was something in the hand, I tell you what.
That was something. Two in the bush, right?
It's a whole handful of something.
Damn.
Yeah.
I have to go to the doctor tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, getting my medicine.
Getting a little of his medicine, huh?
The medicine, baby.
Why do you need medicine, Derek?
Gee, I don't know, Steven.
Why don't you tell me a good prime example of why you might need medicine?
I'm going to say something right now.
Okay.
I think that there's something more serious going on than Derek's telling us.
What?
I'm just saying.
Matt thinks you're dying.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What? How much weight have you lost in the last 6 months?
Well, the reason why I lost the weight is because for a very long period of time, I was on very high doses of prednisone.
Yes.
And which is a steroid, which blew me up to almost 300 pounds.
He was
297.
Whoa.
That's really big.
and eating the exact same stuff I'm eating now.
Yeah.
So it blew me up.
Okay.
And it took a good half a year being off of it to start losing some weight, and then it just fell off.
Just fell off.
Yeah.
Derek's lost about 60 pounds in the last 6 months less.
Yeah.
Or less.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
For a person who's probably...
Like it started
I'm gonna guess,
going a little bit and then debt. And
I'm
going to
guess you're not doing any kind of like light weights or treadmill or anything.
You know me.
I'm saying to lose 60 pounds that rapidly...
Like if... Am I on cam right now?
I'll put you on. Oh, that's
am
good,
I on cam?
Hold on a second.
See,
and the vanity kicks in.
Now, what you're seeing right now...
Is the first time because Derek wouldn't have had a camera on his face about a month ago.
No, I wouldn't have. Also, this is what I do every day. I sit in front of a computer.
Yep.
Yes.
I don't do anything.
No.
Physical.
He doesn't have the broadest shoulders.
No.
Nope.
The most sweat he ever has is from the marsupials.
It was bad,
what?
Though.
Whatever fingers are called. What are they called?
Mandibles?
Metacarpals?
Metacarpals.
Metacarpals.
Metacarpal sweat. That's the most sweat he gets.
Gotta wipe this keyboard off again.
Marsupials. Marsupials.
Marsupials.
He's sweating from little Australian
claw.
Animals.
He sweats from a little mini Derek out of his belly button.
Marsupial claw. With a prehensile tail.
He's got a little
tail.
Pouch. But so, Derek, give us a good prime example of something that happened more recently of why you might be getting medicine tomorrow.
Here we go.
Dicks. Well, I told my New York story a long time ago. I don't know if you guys remember.
Was that the one where you were on your way home and you had to shit in a hill?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That one. Well,
I was just making sure that was the story.
And last week on the Derek and Matt show, we talked about
food,
amongst other things. We talked about my blood problem.
This boiling blood bowl.
My boiling blood bowl.
Blood out and blood out.
For a good couple days, I had some blood issues.
While
red blood
while shitting.
While shitting. Yeah. Blood in the bowl. Red blood.
Let me ask you a question.
Perfectly normal.
The prednisone.
Yes.
Does that prevent you from having the blood bowls?
The the prednisone prevents inflammation in my colon,
yes.
Which is the main problem.
Okay.
So that's what the prednisone
basically
did.
You're holding off on this prednisone.
I have not taken it in like a year.
Okay. And now you got serious.
Well, that was a pretty bad. That was like the worst I ever had it.
Like, you're probably borderline anemic.
I might be. I don't know. Yeah. You can see I got my big thing iron pills up there.
The iron. That's the only iron Derek's pumping is the iron pills.
Home.
My ex used to take iron pills because she's just naturally anemic. But Derek.
Yeah. I just shit blood. And drinking a lot of orange Gatorade.
Oh, my God.
You know? But, yes, the other day I was leaving this place right here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was going out. I had my significant other and my child in the car. And I'm driving, and she's talking about him pooping and pooping and pooping and pooping. And I got maybe a minute away from this place, and I was heading up towards the highway.
Gotta turn back.
Wish I could. Wish I could.
It's gonna get good, Matt.
And as she's talking about my child pooping, I just went, be quiet. And she's like, what? I said, be quiet. What? Shut up.
Zip it.
And so she just shut up. And I'm driving, and the kid's, like, asleep.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, no. Oh, no. This is it. This is when it happens. This is when it happens.
Now, keep in mind, he's never shit himself with this
I
problem.
Had avoided shitting my pants for 5 years with ulcerative colitis. And I'm just like, this is it. This is it. And I pull into... I had choices.
We've rehearsed our entire lives for this moment.
Yes, I'm ready. I've accepted it. I passed the library. Wasn't going to go in there. Mm-hmm. Haven't been in there in years. Mm-hmm. Don't know where the bathrooms are. There's an Applebee's, right?
Yes, there is.
To my left. I know where the bathrooms are, but they're pretty far away, and I got to walk through a lot of people to get there.
Pretty
and God
away.
Forbid I don't
out
make
of my
it.
Way.
I don't want to stop in the middle of a restaurant. To like squeeze myself
to abort a fetus.
Exactly.
I didn't know they were serving up blood bowls today.
Oh my God. So then I went to the right. There is a bar.
Mm-hmm.
A Jersey Mike's
yep.
sub shop.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing you didn't try the bar. That bathroom's way in the back.
I don't even know where that one is, so I wasn't going to try. I knew Jersey Mike's had a nice little bathroom there. So I went in there. I'm just like, there's a bathroom here. So I went in there, got out. Made my way inside, and as I said to these gentlemen earlier, I know how to walk into a place and not seem like I have to shit.
Conspicuous.
Yeah, like I know how to just kind of sneak in, make my way to the bathroom, and do it. So in other words, I don't like walk in like, like I just kind of...
like when I walked up my lawn to the steps at one time.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I was borderline waddling. And so I opened the door, close it, lock it, and as soon as I see the bowl, my body is just like I thought confetti was going to come out of me. It was just like, yay! Exactly. Woohoo! Yeah! And like, for some reason, my colon was just like, yes, let's do it now. So I just felt it. And my legs are shaking. And I'll give you the visual I gave them where I just kind of walked up and I was like, oh. And I was just shaking, staring at this bowl. That
what are you doing? Why
that I should be on? Because it's like coming out, like, and it's not happy. It's liquid, you know. It's coming out, and I don't have very good muscle control.
Super
down
liquid.
There. Now, keep in mind, for 5 years, I have not held in anything down there.
Oh.
So my muscles, those Kegel muscles or
the
whatever
Kegel
they are,
muscles,
yeah, they're very weak. I can't hold anything.
Mm.
So like my muscles are just like.
You got to do exercises or something.
I have
man.
To. You got to do the Kegel exercises. Oh. And so as I'm standing there, I'm trying to, and I'm doing a visual here. And it just kind of like, it just kind of like, you know, let out a little bit, just like these little Hershey kisses, you know, wet. Hershey kisses. that were caught by my underwear.
The Hershey, the Hershey
caught.
Drops.
Yeah,
drops.
They're caught. And I'm just like, okay. Okay, underwear's gone.
The undies made a nice hammock for them.
I know, exactly. It's like, whoops. And I knew that there was going to be more coming out.
Structural integrity is
Matt,
failing.
It's going to get good. Matt, calm yourself down.
The dam is about to break. And I don't know how much is going to come out, but I know that I'm wearing khaki pants.
And you're still standing.
Khaki pants?
Yes. And I'm standing up, and I'm looking at a toilet bowl.
How can you not get on the bowl yet?
How do you bend over?
He's slowing up the time.
I can't bend. If I bend over,
you just turn. You turn around, just pull the pants straight down.
I couldn't
and
even
fire.
Move.
Just fire.
Oh, no, fire was
it
coming.
It would be everywhere.
There will be fire.
Yes, there will be blood. And in a moment of complete and utter desperation to save my underwear, to save my pants,
khaki pants,
to save
your pride,
to save my pride, to save the sub shop that I was in and the patrons, the five people that were right less than a foot away from me, I shoved my hand down the back of my pants and I cupped it. I cupped my crack. That was loud. I cupped
that was the
it
point.
And I allowed it to come out. Ooh. Into my hand.
He shit in his hand.
I caught my shit in my hand.
Like a bird bath, but with his hand.
Yes, exactly. So I'm now standing.
Like you were going to get the host.
Yeah.
So
you
yes, I'll take the Eucharist.
Yeah, so
like
I
a
caught
a thirsty hiker at a mountain stream. Oh.
and it was the perfect, it fit right in my hand.
Ah.
It was filled.
It's filled.
Filled.
And a half cup.
Finally.
This has to be a turning point in your life. It has to make it real.
It was the most disgusting moment of my life.
Shit's about to get real.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Oh.
So finally, my body stopped spasming for just enough time for me to like move around.
Oh boy.
So now I have my hand holding just a mess, you know, on me, like, you know, just holding it on there. And so I lift my shirt all the way up, my light gray shirt.
Wait, what?
Well, I lift it all the way up, make sure it's all the way up so that there's nothing hanging down.
Yeah.
So when I go to sit and I move my hand, I'm not touching anything.
And you're not going
to
spill nothing on your shirt.
No spillage.
Okay.
Pants go all the way down to the floor. Like
you are virtually naked.
Like I'm a three-year-old. Yes. Like I'm just standing. And I just kind of like with my hand scoop up and make sure everything's there. And I just quick turn, sit down, and just everything just comes right out. Like picture like a
chick peeing.
Like a Costco can, huge can of Progresso extra chunky, and you just turned it upside down into a toilet. That's what it sounded like. But there was like pennies in there. It was just like
pennies.
So I'm sitting there and I still have my hand full of nasty.
Why
I don't
you,
know what
why
to
didn't
do.
You drop that in the bowl?
Because my main concern was sitting down.
Well, why do that when you can just slap the whole palm right under your belly?
Yeah, I might as well. I'm just standing there with my hand out, like as if I was offering it to some sick person.
You're like
just
the berserker.
Or yeah. Contemplating eating it.
Shits.
And so I just kind of wave my hand around to the automatic paper towel dispenser went off, and I ripped it, and I just kind of put it in the bowl.
He put the poop on the paper towel like a jelly spread on a cracker.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, took the underwear off. They were gone.
Mm.
They're in the garbage.
System? Oh.
Yeah. No, it wasn't going to flush them. And I tried to clean up as best I could.
Wow.
And I walked out, and I said, we are going home. Wow.
Can I see your fingernails, please?
I've since cut them.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was my Monday.
Degrading Monday.
Yeah.
Do you feel better now, though? Now you got that off your chest?
No, because I feel like a disgusting
because
asshole.
Because this is the worst it's ever been, and there's a good chance that...
You are dying.
There's a good chance that you will trump this one day, and we'll be waiting.
That's the worst part, probably, actually, if I was in your shoes. That wasn't the worst of it.
Yeah.
Like, that it gets worse.
There's more to come.
Like, there's going to be a day where you're just laying on the floor in your kitchen just shitting. Yeah. And just rolling around in it.
Crying. Just crying.
Doing the choo-choo train.
But, like, yeah. rolling in it, like, trying to get up to your feet again.
See, I see it the other way. I think you should
slipping on it and falling.
You should feel self-fulfilled
yeah.
that your life has come full circle and that you have found yourself in the restroom of a hoagie shop with a fistful of anal discharge.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I'm proud of you.
You had bloody shit in your hand.
Derek, it actually wasn't bloody.
No blood.
No.
Jealous?
Yes.
Jealous?
That's
what,
my key.
What necessarily was the consistency of the handful of shit?
Pennies?
Peanut butter.
Like chunky Progresso soup.
Oh, wow.
But just like if it was just really overcooked and the chunks were just like you could just squeeze them and they would just fall apart in your hands.
Mm. Like, it was crazy. He's like, that's normal now. Like red is normal for you.
Yeah.
So like...
I don't even look anymore.
I'm yeah, like, no, you got to look. It's still red good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right.
For us, if it's still brown.
Does it ever look like you shit sangria?
You saw the
yes.
picture.
Yes, that one picture. And actually, I was going to show B-Shaps that picture the other night. And for some reason, it wouldn't load. It refused to load.
It was an omen.
I was like, here, check it out.
Your phone was just like, oh, no, I know what that is.
Womp, womp,
womp. The phone didn't even want to see it again.
Yeah, your phone deleted it.
Pretty. Heinous. Heinous,
no.
Heinous.
No.
Matt,
no,
have you
no,
ever
no.
Matt, have you ever been to Ted's Tavern?
Yes.
Did you see they remodeled the bathroom?
Oh no. Whoa. Whoa. Who did that?
It's funny
because it was like that when I walked in there.
To be literal,
see that's my nightmare to walk into a bathroom like that and just be like, "What do I do?"
If you look
closely,
hover or shit in the urinal.
If you look really closely, there's a nice golden stream from my piss.
Nice,
a little dehydrated.
Oh, you took it while you were pissing?
I didn't eat for 24 hours except for half a protein bar.
Oh, I'll do it.
Yeah, and then I didn't drink nothing either,
except beers.
A little dehydrated.
Mm. Yep.
The only thing I've eaten in the last 24 hours is that cake.
The whole cake.
And nothing but the cake.
So help you God.
All right, let's do some news.
Really?
Nudes?
No.
Oh, did I get another retweet? Did I?
Probably not.
Yes, I got Cross another retweet from a Mortal Kombat player.
Water.
Thank you. Thank you, Claude Von Stroke.
B-Shaps exists.
Who? It's a shame that this was the worst fucking show we've done.
Well, that story.
Hang on, I got to save.
Blump.
No, you don't.
No.
Blump.
Oh, my God. My God.
That was a good sounding queef frag.
My fart stings.
Stings. So what do we got?
I got... Oh, hang on a second. I'm going to go ahead and open this in a new tab, and I will show you this thing.
Oh, my God. That was a woman.
Why are they blurring out the eyes?
I don't know.
They're just that small.
Why do they like to blur things out in Asian
Now,
stuff?
What we're looking at right now is basically
Dick Togo.
An Asian Kevin Smith. Yep. Okay?
So basically an Asian Derek.
A non-morbidly obese Yoko Zuna.
Actually, that does look like an Asian version of you.
Of me?
Kind of. Yeah, same lips and everything.
Yeah. I have delicious lips like
you
that?
You do, big, supple
delicious.
Lips.
You basically
very, very kissable lips.
Thank you.
Those are definitely.
You've had that beard before.
Filipino lips.
Just different frames, that's all.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, for any young girl, her teenage years can often be the hardest time in her life, as well as the most memorable and fun. For 16-year-old Nana, who recently found herself growing thick facial
that's a girl!
And body hair.
That's a girl!
After undergoing a life-saving drug treatment, they've become years that she'd rather now spend alone, hiding in her room.
What?
Staring blankly before the camera, the Chinese girl whose only first name has been given shows off what has grown into a heavy beard and mustache as the unexpected product of a rare condition called hirsutism.
Hirsutism?
Hirsutism, sorry.
Yeah, means you're very hairy.
Yeah.
Like, extremely hairy.
Yeah. Like.
Like, that's, like her nipples probably look like her chin.
Yeah,
like
oh,
that.
Boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh man!
Why did you just shave it?
That's crazy.
Ew, she's got like a fucking weird.
Oh my god!
She's got fucking Derek's flip flops on.
You know what I was gonna say? I was like, the glasses, even though they were pixelated, looked kind of like woman's glasses. I was kind of wondering where this was going.
Sure, well, if you listen to the show back, you hear me say it was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When?
You were right.
Where are the tits?
This is a man.
This is a lie.
Yeah, you have a full body shot.
Fuck this.
So why do you only show us like post-op transsexuals and women who look like men?
Why not?
Matt's leading on to something.
Well, there was the dead Juggalo porn girl.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dead Juggalo porn girl.
Yeah.
So is there a full body shot? Because I want to see if I would.
Wow.
That's about as full as it gets.
Yikes. Mm.
So now here's my question. Yeah, why doesn't she just shave?
Yeah. There's nair.
Or well, just walk around as a man. She has no chest. Just
walk around as a man.
Just pretend that she wears this mask. She wears a surgical mask to hide the beard.
They have products now that will eliminate hair for 6 months at a time. You won't have a single bit of peach fuzz.
But see, I'm with Derek. Fucking shit can the purple flip-flops and throw on some Air Jordans and walk around.
Air Jordans.
Yeah. Change your name to Carl. Just fucking live out life as a dude. No big deal.
Yikes.
Every day she cries wanting to go to school.
Oh, this one's a good ski. I'm going to play with you the girls.
So what is the point of airing this out? Like,
what is the point of wearing the fucking surgical mask when there's that massive unibrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. It needs like a bandana.
Because it's not like she looks like a female. So it's not like, you know.
She looks like a man.
Well, I'm sure without the hair, you know, without the unibrow, without the beard, without the hairy legs, and if it dressed more like. More like a girl.
Ooh.
Like right there, it looks like a dude.
Yeah.
Straight up, just looks like a dude.
And look at that.
So if she just walked around, people would just think it's a guy.
It's a guy. And not like even an effeminate guy, just like a guy.
It looks nothing like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very dainty hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would take
that,
a handy.
That gives it away a little bit.
Well, look at the hairy knucks.
I would take
hairy
a hand. I would take a handy.
Yeah. Looks like a three-hander.
Easy, handy.
Looks like a three-hander.
Matt, would you let the thing go to town on you or what?
Lights off.
<Lights off.
laughs> that would be for her benefit.
Yeah.
Yikes.
You throw.
So wait,
you
is
throw
this
her
a
charity?
Can you get this from eating Chinese food?
Pork lo mein, yes.
Only pork.
Only pork lo mein.
That's it.
Who flung dung?
I don't even know what to say about this girl.
She should just shave her fucking beard. No, I told you I'd get a handy.
Yeah.
There are a lot of weird disorders and just things that you don't see here.
Yeah, you probably walked past people that were a woman or a man not even knowing it.
You know what's funny?
What's funny?
I saw this guy.
This guy.
Actually, right after the incident that I just described, I saw this guy. And I text Matt one night. I said, I just saw a guy with no arms, walking across the street smoking a cigarette.
Yep.
And Matt responded, yes, I know him.
Yep. I call him Hook.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Sometimes he walks, sometimes he has these two fake arms with hooks.
Hooks, yes.
Yeah,
hook. I saw him with
I've
the hook.
I've seen him too, but cigarette. He attacks people.
Yeah.
He attacked my wife.
He attacked your wife.
She was driving down the highway, and he jumped in front of
the car.
He's
nuts. He wants to.
Oh, that's the guy we talked about.
Yeah.
He jumped in front of my car, too.
Really?
Well, I was
Does he want to die? Yeah.
I was at a stop sign, and I start to pull forward, and he runs out in front of my car. So I slam on the brakes, and he's just waving.
Waving what?
His hooks.
And he goes.
He's just like flailing around the shoulders and the.
And then fortunately my driver's side window doesn't go down, but he walks around to the door, and he just starts yelling, "You got any change? Any money? Anything you can give me?"
Wow.
Yikes.
And I'm like, window's broken, sorry, and I sped away.
Nice.
You should have thrown change on the ground and watched her try to pick it up.
Yeah. There you go, buddy. Ding, 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 ding.
But the fucking crane games.
The crane game.
I haven't seen him in a couple of years, though, but yeah.
Actually, I just saw him last week.
Yeah, my wife's seen him. My wife's seen him twice in like the past week or so. Yeah. So.
Hook.
He's getting ready for hibernation, probably. It's getting colder out, you know?
Yeah. Where does he live? That he's always around that intersection.
He's probably at the
crazy
Daniel Towers.
No, he lives in the woods behind Sears.
He probably lives in Daniel Towers.
That old folks place?
Yeah. It's by Applebee's? I mean, mostly old people live there, but there are people who are like...
You mean right where Derek shit his hand?
Yeah, literally. They probably could smell it.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
It was. It definitely
did. It's almost as bad as the time when I was constipated and started picking it out with my finger.
What?
You just...
You'll pardon me for getting this off the screen, right?
Yeah, come on.
I see it. I was just getting hot.
I told you guys that story already. That's an old story.
No. That you were... What, you would...
When I was constipated, when I ate all those Hershey Kisses.
Oh.
Then I had to go in there and scoop it out with my index finger. Because it was hurting.
Like a butter knife and a bottle of ketchup. Just loosening it up.
Yeah. I was trying to drill
a hole in it.
Yeah.
Mm. What's funny is I do know a girl, by the way, who looks like what we just saw.
Ew.
But like a girl. Like the same mouth and nose and Asian-ness.
She played Mortal Kombat?
She plays Street Fighter.
She have a beard?
No, she does not.
Big soft lips. Is it E Honda?
She actually is reasonably attractive. But she looks
reasonably.
But she looks like that.
I can tell by Kev's face that he's gearing up to tell us about a story about him shitting himself.
No.
No, I hear you told this to Burger King.
So when you had to dig that shit out.
Okay.
I'm just curious.
I'm open for questions.
Like, were you like putting the finger in and like shoveling?
Yeah,
Or was it like when you're trying to get the pudding out of like the last little bit of the
just, No.
Pudding.
No. I wasn't getting the pudding scoop. I was giving like picture a backhoe digging, digging a trench.
Oh no.
I was doing a scoop and pick, scoop it out.
Scoop and loop.
And then phone home.
And then I would flick it like against the toilet side.
Scoop the loop and fold the flop.
Like that.
Stone Cold E.T. Don't like this shit in his ass.
That was fucking fantastic, by the way.
In his ass.
Now, were you just like coming up with a lump on the finger, or was it like fingers full of duty?
Yeah, but it were like, the scoop, I wasn't getting much because I don't have like an actual like bucket. I don't have a bucket, I just have a finger.
What were you doing with the duty once you got it on your finger?
I told you, I was sitting on the bowl. I was sitting on the bowl like this, reaching in and scooping it and then just flicking it in the water.
Flicking it.
Nice.
He was making cave drawings on the wall. This man.
Yeah.
Were you in Jersey Mike's?
Nope. Hmm. I've been in Jersey Mike's.
I wonder if they knew I did
this. Oh, yeah. There was definitely probably a little fucking crayon red stain on your pants. You were waddling out.
Well, I would imagine if anyone ever like runs into a place and goes to the bathroom and runs out, especially a small place like that, they're probably just like, What was he doing in there? Go look.
Okay, you guys know Ustream isn't on, right?
At all?
Sucks, because I just gave an awesome fucking visual. I just mimed how I was scooping poop.
From when I redid the poop thing, probably.
Yeah, when you
should be going up again.
Yeah. So, Shaps, you missed me doing a visual of me scooping poop out of my butthole.
But can he hear the show?
He can't hear it on the Ustream. B Shaps, let us know when Ustream pops
He's
up.
He's listening on CWE.
He's been recording the whole time.
We got to get this shit all together.
Yeah, you got to chop the shit
every
out of this.
Every time I try to do our stream for the tournament, there's always problems.
Really?
Like, all my settings, I do not change them. Come on. Something's wrong.
Sounds
something's
like
different.
Operator
the,
error.
The cameras.
Loosen up behind the wheel.
Like, I have to turn the computer on.
I like how pissed Matt gets.
I'm just trying to explain something. I have to turn the computer on. I have to plug in the mixer.
Yeah.
Then I have to make sure that the sound works. Sometimes I have to open a certain program to test the sound. Then I have to plug the cameras in and make sure everything's working. I have to do things in a specific order. I can't just plug everything in at once.
Yeah. So you're anal about it. Mark.
What?
Well, no, that's how it is.
No, I have to do that or it just won't work.
It's so gay.
Yup. And all my settings for everything. Like, remember how I said, I'm glad I save everything so I can just load it up? Nope, nothing was right. The other night when I was doing the stream, everything was like as if it was in different folders. Like, it just wasn't showing up. Thank you, B-Shaps. B-Schlaps.
Speaking of me going shirtless at the wrestling show, I did not mention that Matt, the short trunks that I wore, I cranked them up high like Iron Mike.
Oh, good.
Like, I tucked my belly into my trunks.
A tribute to Iron Mike.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
he ain't dead yet. Matt loves his tits.
You should do a show where you just yell like Iron Mike the whole show.
Oh, I'd love to.
Rawr. If there's ever a show where there's like, you know, 20 people, no turnout, maybe bad weather, just do an Iron Mike gimmick.
Yes.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or tonight we have a tribute. He's not dead yet, but we got a tribute to Iron Mike Shop. He trained a lot of the Hunyuks we got working for us tonight.
Hunyuks.
Or you could just do it November 2nd.
Can you imagine what Mike Sharp's theme music would have been if he, like, if he was around long enough?
Viking chant.
But do you think they would throw in, like,
Kev got the reference.
Wow.
Yeah, Canada.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
High energy.
Who's the music with that, Matt?
Owen Hart.
Owen Hart.
Yep.
Going Hart.
Matt used to do the. Matt used to do the.
Oh yeah, you remember that?
But like Derek used to do like that. He used to do all the theme music stuff.
You do them all of them.
We don't want to hear it.
No,
dude, just do the Shawn Michaels one.
By the way, man,
I'll give it a shot.
You just say "girl" into your hand. This goes back to sixth grade.
Yes.
When somebody did that, and I thought it was hilarious.
So you say "girl" into your
hand, closed hand.
And it sounds
and
like
somehow
boy.
It sounds like "goy."
Well, it's supposed to be boy, but yeah, "goy."
Like that.
It's
horrible.
You got it, but it's a little
basic.
Girl.
Boy.
Woman, female.
Oh, I get it. That's the Genesis version of the entrance.
It's more like the Nintendo version.
Yeah, whose entrance was that, though? Diesel's?
Oh, Shawn Michaels.
I was bad.
Wow. Never mind.
So Burger King.
What about it?
Yeah, I shit there once.
I had some last night.
In Japan.
Wait, where?
Yeah, shit there too.
Japan.
Wait, where?
Japan?
No,
Burger
what?
King?
Okay, that's fine.
In Japan, they debuted a new burger.
It's got bacon on it.
The Tsunami Burger.
Oh, God.
So I could be right.
It floods your gullet.
Can we take guesses as to what the theme of this burger is? Oh, I don't think anybody's going to get it.
Right, it's off the wall.
Start with Matt.
I mean, it's...
The theme.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
I don't know, like shrimp and ice cream. I just threw it out there.
Shrimp and ice cream. Kevin?
Used girls' panties.
That would be awesome.
Wow. I wouldn't be surprised.
With mayo.
Or is it?
Steve?
I'm going to go a vampire, bloodish.
Ooh.
Ooh, Derek's
diary.
You were
close in theme.
What?
Close in theme. They have a pumpkin burger.
Okay, it's Halloween.
Okay.
Yes, in Japan, announcing this new pumpkin burger for a limited time starting October 26.
Does it taste like a pumpkin pie?
It looks like they sliced up pumpkin, cooked it, and put it on a burger. It doesn't look...
Not a burger.
Very good at all. I'll put the picture up.
Let's check it out. Yeah. Nope.
It looks great, actually.
Wow.
This is just flame broiled pieces of pumpkin.
Is
there a meat patty in there somewhere?
The pumpkin isn't your typical tawny squash. Rather, the burger features two slices of kabocha, a green melon sized winter squash, commonly known as a Japanese pumpkin. Along with bacon.
Bacon. You always have bacon.
Lettuce, a beef patty, and a creamy sesame, peanut, almond, cashew, and hazelnut sauce. That is a lot. All in a pumpkin-shaped bun.
Cool.
For an added premium, Super Pumpkin Junkies can also get a pumpkin bomb option of 10 slices instead of 2.
10!
It is again available for a limited time, though, pumpkin so for any bomb. Of our Japanese listeners... Hurry before the clock strikes 12.
It sounds awful.
Yeah.
It's pretty gross.
Oh, I get it. Like Cinderella.
Yeah.
When a clock strikes 12, you shit blood in your hand.
Do they even have pumpkins in Japan?
Yes, Japanese.
I just read that.
No, I'm
Matt,
saying.
Where were you,
is that legit?
Squash.
It's a type of
squash. They have had an influx of pumpkins growing since the tsunami.
Okay, because because
it flooded the rice paddies.
The seeds came over.
Yeah. Or that China? Well, something like that.
Yeah.
So what do you think this guy did?
Won the Special Olympics. Has my hairline.
Oh, Kevin James lost a lot of weight.
He looks like a retarded John Cena.
What?
Like a Down syndrome John Cena.
You can't throw me. all right.
Serious? You can't employ me.
All right, serious guesses here. What's the question?
What do you think he did?
He ran from that truck behind him. raped a little boy.
You think he raped a little boy?
Yeah.
Kevin, what do you think he did?
Oh, he's got rapist look on him.
Oh.
Like, he's screaming rapist.
He's a little rapey.
He's a little rapey. But I think that's
throwing it off a little
bit.
Yeah. You think that's the point of this?
I'm going to say that he, it's hard to get away from rape with this guy. Just looking at him.
Go with your gut, man.
Go with my gut. All right. I'm going to say he, bestiality.
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 Steven?
I'm going to go with, and this is legit, sliced off his own penis.
Oh, ooh, man.
And ate it?
Okay.
Well.
And shoved it in a guy's ass. Kids.
It says here.
Maybe we're all right.
Are any of us close?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
A pervert has walked free from court after pleading guilty to possessing a horde of child
penises
and animal
penises.
Hey,
pornography.
We were pretty much right.
Including videos of sex with
Shanks.
An octopus.
What?
Oh my God, we would never guess that.
Okay, wait. Somebody else having sex with an octopus or him having sex with an octopus?
Is that like the Octomom?
I think that alluded to him having sex with an octopus.
Robert Peter Moore, 31, has amassed a massive collection of pornography, including, I like how they say massive collection, including 35 images. It's not massive.
That's massive. That's a
Wait
lot.
A minute. Yeah, well, what is their definition of massive?
Well, I think that these...
I guess more than two.
Here's what happened to this guy. I think he had a whole lot of pornography.
Oh, yeah.
And mixed in that included 35 images and 79 videos of humans having sex with a range of animals, Yikes. Including a pig, a goat, and a horse.
I just want to point out that if you have a folder open on your screen and there's 35 images, you're going to have to scroll down to see them. So that's massive. Boy. Not
really. Now, he kind of is, I mean, he pleaded guilty and he's kind of getting off a little light. I think because his whole thing was that he has so much porn, so much stuff that these things just kind of made their way onto his hard drive.
Oh, like just by chance?
Yeah, it's like I have.
I downloaded a zip file of like 700,000 exactly. images and they just happen to be in there.
Yeah, like I just have terabytes of stuff and people just want to be.
So what happened? Somebody tipped them off or something?
I don't really
all
know.
I know How is by the look of his face right there, that was the last photo snapped before they took off running. Cause it looks like he's coming at them.
Yeah.
Like, don't take my picture, bro.
Think about this. What did he... did it say what he did for them to confiscate his computer?
Doesn't really know.
Because, like...
They found him salivating in the seafood section of the grocery store.
Yeah.
Just staring in those tanks.
You got to think, what happened? How did they find out? And he looks like somebody we know.
Does he?
Yeah, he does.
If you shaved your head, Matt, that's what your hair would look like.
It probably would.
You know what? He does look like somebody we know. Almost like Matthew.
Well, he pleaded guilty to 14 counts of possessing child and animal pornography. The police also had found 82 indecent images or videos of children on his hard drive, ranging from levels 1 to 4 in terms of seriousness.
Okay.
Although it was accepted, he had stumbled across that by accident.
I love how there's like a level of seriousness.
Yeah.
What's the highest level of seriousness?
I guess 4.
Dude, that's pretty fucking serious, son.
this guy says this is an unusual case as there's been no attempt to look for child pornography. These images have come to him from a very comprehensive attempt to collect adult porn. So he was like out looking for stuff, and I guess these things kind
of showed
up.
So in a way, he's a victim of himself.
Kind of.
So they can't prove that he actually electively downloaded this stuff.
Yeah, so the basis of his plea is that he never meant to collect any of the child pornography.
Gotcha, it just was lumped in.
Yeah, so he was just trying to get, like, everything.
Can't you, like, can't you just, like, say, can I just delete it and go? Like,
yeah.
Okay, you got my computer, delete it for me. Mm-hmm. You're looking at it, delete it.
Yeah.
Delete it.
You go to jail. What are you looking at it for?
Yeah.
He was sentenced to 6 months imprisonment,
okay,
which is not a lot for possessing child pornography.
No.
I believe this was...
Usually you're done.
This is in the UK? This is in the UK.
So it's a little different there.
A little different. But I know over here, I mean, they really...
You're toast.
Yeah, you're done.
You don't even have to be guilty yet. You're done before it.
Well, that's why he looks so stupid. He's British.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
He's not retarded at all. Bring a picture of Kevin James. He does kind of look like skinnier Kevin James.
No, he doesn't.
Does.
Stop it.
He was, and he's ordered to complete 180 hours of unpaid work.
Why does he have shoelaces in his hoodie?
And he's also ordered to sign the sex offenders register for 7 years.
Not at all.
No. No.
Kevin James is way hotter.
Way hotter. Looks like a skinny, semi-retarded Kevin James.
Ooh, creamy.
Semi-retarded?
There was a whole,
fully,
like,
retarded.
I think, like, 2020 or something or other,
yeah,
about this kid. Basically, somebody got into his computer.
We'd covered this
on
the show.
Yeah, remember?
5 years ago.
Oh, sorry.
That's really not that long.
Well, then, you know what, listeners? Go back in time.
Well, I actually, nice segue, I just sent B-Shaps a link to the entire 2007 collection.
Boy. Collection.
Vintage.
Vintage. 20-07.
Vintage Aristocrats. Because he's been asking. He wants some of the older stuff. So I go, well, here's 2007.
This new stuff sucks. I want to hear the other guys that were funny.
Oh, man. Is that the year I was on every Tuesday or whatever?
That was the year that you were on like 6 times.
Yeah.
The best show is still Me, You, and Pat.
Oh, yeah.
With Spider-Man that went and stole Spider-Man. The comic. Yeah.
By the way, I don't know if today's show is or not, but we're coming up on 150.
I hope today wasn't a milestone.
I think it might be. I'm going to have to check.
Oh, I hope that this isn't 150.
It's either today or next week.
Because Matt wanted to do something kind of special for 150.
I don't know. Eat some White Castle.
Nice. I bet I could eat at least a...
Shut up. Some.
Is the first show available for people to like download?
The first show?
Ever?
You, and Pat, the one you're talking about.
Yeah, I have it. I think it's up.
I don't have any of it up on the website.
I'll check.
I don't, but I know Matt has his own little personal
I need that very, very first show if you can find
it. Yeah, I just recently found it.
Oh, you did?
The
absolute original.
I believe it is.
The pilot, so to speak.
Yes.
So does that mean you're going
the
through
Wilson
an old computer?
The Wilson Avenue pilot. Yeah.
So were you going through an old computer?
I don't remember how I found it, to be
Did
honest.
Did you find any squid videos?
Did you find my videos? Shit video? Yeah.
I need... There's that one other one that I need from the Hazlitt, the Pool Avenue series. We did like four from Steve's house in Hazlitt before he moved. There's one episode that you never put up, and I want that one because I remember there being some funny stuff on it.
Okay.
So if you can look through,
look.
I'll give you all the dates.
That's on my old laptop.
Yeah, I'll give you all the dates for those shows from 2011.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Oh, and I fucking will. All right, guys, no need for that language. This hostility is getting too much for me.
But yeah.
Okay, but anyway, moving on. A California mom who couldn't breastfeed her children.
Aww.
What, because she didn't have any milk?
Because I drank it all.
Because of the milk.
She says that she gets maternal satisfaction by breastfeeding her pug.
What?
Oh, I think I've seen a picture of this.
Bestiality.
Terry Graham, 44, said nursing her pug, Spider, makes her feel like a better mom.
Spiderman.
She she told the magazine she was devastated when she couldn't breastfeed her daughter, Lisa, L-E-E-S-A. Now 9, and her son Lucas, now 2. She said Spider developed a taste for her breast milk in 2010 after he licked the nipple of a bottle. Okay. I just saw lick the nipple and I got
horny.
Yeah.
All the old
of a bottle she had pumped for the baby Lucas. People may say I'm a freak, but having Spider suckle on my boob.
Suckle on my boob.
I finally feel complete and a better mother. Lucas is quoted as saying that. Blah, 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 blah. And there's a picture.
You know
that I'll bring up.
If the dog licked,
she has a nice tit.
Licked the nipple of the bottle. There's a fun bag for you, freaky slut.
Oh, look at that cute little freaky.
I think I saw her at Hiawatha.
Yeah.
I took a dump there.
Is that what you? That was your picture, wasn't it?
That's horrendous.
Yeah.
Now, Matt, would you suckle on that tit?
Not after the dog.
No.
That's gotta hurt.
I'd give you a wipe.
I'd wipe off that eye makeup.
Yeah, there's a lot of eye makeup.
What a loser.
Loser.
The wings.
I don't know. Her tit looks cool.
It does. It looks like a decent Barbie.
No, it doesn't. She looks awful.
She does.
Cut that out. Let's stop pretending, guys.
Cut it out.
We'll be right back.
What?
What a fucking pig. How come she's not in jail for that shit?
This breastfeeding talk reminded me of a picture I'm going to share to the super secret group. You guys.
Well, while you're doing that, I'll read this. A Golden Gate man.
San Francisco.
Actually, I don't know.
You're saying he's gay.
Was arrested Tuesday in an overdue rental van. Authorities say he hit two vehicles, punched a police officer, and defecated in his pants.
Yeah.
Got arrested for pooping himself? You're in trouble, dude.
Yeah, I know. Naples police began looking for William David Lydell, 45, after neighbors at a trailer park said they watched him hit a car on Marie Lane around 4:45 p.m. He sped away shortly after 8. The officers, blah, 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 and the drivers. The officer stopped the van when it was parked at a nearby McDonald's.
Yum. Mm.
When Lydell saw the officer approach, he started the engine, put the van in reverse. The officer opened the door, took Lydell, and he was under arrest. Lydell punched the officer, who returned a punch and was struck by the driver's side door. The van stopped, and it hit the patrol car. Wow, this is detailed.
There's a lot of fucking info.
I just want to get to the part.
Picture posted, by the way,
himself.
When you have a, get when you have a chance.
Get that potatoes. that came out of his ass.
Whatever, and then he pooped. I'm going to look at this picture.
It's on the subject of breastfeeding, and I figured this
what
was fitting.
What What is? Is that real?
Yeah.
What happened?
It's a woman standing on her head.
Oh, no.
And her child is feeding off of her breast while she's standing on her head.
Are her breasts, like, hanging
and
down?
Can you see,
like,
areola?
No. I mean, there's nothing really.
A friend of mine had posted that under the title,
what?
CrossFit Mom.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
That's a nice body.
Is she, like, trying to get it all out? Like,
get every last drop.
Every last drop.
I'd take part.
I'd grab the other one.
Mm-hmm. I'd open up her legs.
Jackhammer.
Nice, right?
Where is it?
Is that Duke Nukem?
Yeah, it is. I didn't think anyone would get that.
Oh, the good old days.
Can I sign back on real quick?
Yeah, you can sign back on. Yeah. That was an isolated incident.
It's an isolated incident.
It was a hiccup.
Shot deal.
Yeah, hiccup. Sure.
Where is it?
You wouldn't want us exposing ourselves.
Sure you would.
You know, that reminds me that there's a serious issue going on, and that is that November 2nd, 3 out of the 4 of us will be wrestling at Thorne Middle School in Middletown, New Jersey.
Whoa.
National Pro Wrestling Superstar.
What do you say that as if somebody's watching or listening to this?
Yeah, wow. Maybe I can remind Kevin Chalk.
Speaking of pro wrestling.
Buy a ticket.
A couple weeks ago, we told you about a professional wrestler from Minnesota who used a unique
Minnesota.
Move to throw a unruly passenger off light rail.
The whole thing was caught on surveillance video, and tonight we're getting our first look. Maury Glover has been watching this story. So, Maury, yeah, you saw this video. It's pretty incredible.
Look at it's not something you see every day. Sean Daivari has worked with WWE and TNA Wrestling. But as you're about to see, his most interesting SmackDown happened well outside the ring during a trip from the warehouse district to the airport on light
rail.
He's
a straight shooter.
Over the years, Sean Daivari has developed a stranglehold on playing Middle Eastern bad guys in the wrestling ring. But surveillance video shows this professional wrestler from Minnesota didn't choke when faced with an opponent in real life.
The video begins with Daivari sitting in the middle of a light rail car, but he'll soon have a front row seat, the unruly behavior about to go down. Daivari says the man with the backpack, Levin Blair, was already drunk and swearing at fellow passengers when Daivari got on board. But an already uncomfortable situation gets even worse when this man boards the train at the Metrodome and asks Blair to move so he can put his bicycle in the bike rack. Daivari says Blair starts hurling racial slurs at the man, so the passenger hits the emergency call button to get police. But Blair is less than thrilled when another passenger tells him to sit down and be quiet.
And that's when he got in that passenger's face with the, I'll kill you, I'm going to kill you, and stuff like that.
Daivari has had enough uses a rear naked chokehold to bring Blair to the floor. For the next minute or so, Daivari puts Blair in a scissor hold, causing him to not only lose consciousness, but also control of his bladder. At the next stop, Daivari and another passenger throw Blair off the train.
That was the hardest part because he was a big fat guy. He was 280 pounds.
He's booting him.
Those are work boots.
While another passenger throws in his coat and baseball cap, while Blair sits on the platform.
Look at me, dumb, stupid.
I get the feeling that this is going to be a once-in-a-career type of incident.
While this situation ended harmlessly, Metro Transit admits
harmlessly,
not every passenger is a professional wrestler.
He pissed himself and he knocked out.
But spokesman John Seeklin says the other people on the train did what they're supposed to do in order to defend themselves.
Use the call box, call 911, find a different place on the train to get away from anything that might be happening.
I think he neutralized a potentially bad situation.
Showed up during the incident, Seeklin says police were notified the second that passenger hit the emergency call button. It took officers 9 minutes to get to the Riverside platform, but Seeklin says they were in touch with the train operator and
so
monitoring
gay.
The situation with platform cameras the entire time.
And so it begs the question,
so
what happened
end, he
to
couldn't
Mr.
contain
Blair?
His laughter.
Well,
he's a dumb, stupid nincompoop,
to
too.
At the Lake Street station, but at first they thought he was the victim in this. They didn't know he was the aggressor. He didn't want to have anything to do with them, so they actually let him go. Then they caught up with the passengers out at the Mall of America, and none of them wanted to press charges. So I guess
she
he
looks
gets
turned
away
on.
With this.
she looks turned on.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, wow.
So... Bravo.
Yeah.
And it's not even like the guy started with him. He just got so annoyed that he threw him in a rear naked choke.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And choked him till he pissed himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Took his shirt off and everything.
Oh, God. Just the dejected look of the guy sitting on the platform after.
And I love how they literally threw him off.
Yeah.
And like
and he was booting
and
him.
And he gave him those two worked boots.
He,
like
he goes to get up. He just kicks him.
He didn't even give him like real like kick. Like, yeah. You know, like you would kick with like the inside of your... ankle, you know, he was giving him flat-footed worked boots. It was fantastic,
and it wasn't so much a kick like he was putting his foot on him and just pushing him.
That's hilarious.
No, no, man. Go away, dog.
Maybe it was a work. Maybe it was just a total work.
You okay, Steve?
You're right.
Yeah. You're like all red.
You gonna pass out? Is it past your bedtime,
Steven?
No. You okay? All right.
I'm fine.
Why are you all red?
What's the matter? I was just rubbing my face.
I know I'm going over a little bit, but we had some technical difficulties.
Yeah, so. We had to make up for it.
Yeah. I'm actually completely
cut out
fine.
A lot of dead air.
A lot of dead air.
A whole lot of dead air.
Did you fart?
What? A couple hours ago.
I'm just smelling it now. Did somebody else fart?
Yeah, I did. I just farted like 30 seconds ago.
Did you? All right.
What about
it's bad.
It
smells bad. It's cool.
Yeah, it's bad.
You can tell everyone.
What about my burps last week?
Oh yeah, we heard about your hot dog butt burps.
Oh, those weren't just hot dog burps. Those were Oktoberfest burps.
Wow, gross.
Yeah, that's right.
So can we stop off at McDonald's on the way home?
Is the inside open? Because my window doesn't work.
Yeah.
Why do you want McDonald's?
I don't.
Who does?
Jamie.
Wow.
100 pounds lost.
Well, she doesn't want the food.
No, I know.
She wants one of those iced cream coffees.
By the way, bravo. Bravo to Steve's wife.
Yeah, but she's better off eating a cheeseburger than one of those lattes.
Yeah, more calories.
Getting a latte. She's getting iced coffee.
I'm trying to congratulate her.
For the century mark, huh?
The century.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anybody could do that.
The centennial.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe when
you're
die.
Halfway there.
Yeah.
Drop 200 and then we'll talk.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Get down to 30 pounds.
Get down to 30. Your bones probably weigh more than 30 pounds.
Maybe.
Yeah, if you got fat bones.
Fat bones.
Ugh, big, gross fat bones.
Nobody likes a chick with fat bones.
No.
But chicks like fat bones.
Hers.
So, made me a little uncomfortable when we were leaving your house. Your son decided to start yelling, "Mommy's fat."
Oh, shit.
For no
Wait,
reason.
What?
Wow.
Steve's child started screaming, "Mommy's fat. Mommy's fat." And the whole room's like, "Oh, what do we do?" Uh-oh. And I'm like, and that was the moment where I'm like, "All right, well, I guess I got to get going."
That was the only uncomfortable thing?
Well, that and her whipping a football at you and knocking over that tray table and shattering the glass and spilling dip everywhere, but, you know, I tried to avoid talking about that.
Was that some real talk here? Or?
No, he made that up.
Oh, real talk.
Real talk.
Yeah. Although it was a waste of good buffalo dip.
Oh, yeah. Buffalo chicken dip is good. Yum, yum,
that's
yum.
That's what you're smelling when I fart, by the way.
Oh, okay.
You're smelling buffalo chicken dip, Michelob Ultras, and blackberry brandy.
Was the
Michelob
buffalo dip better than mine?
I'm going to say yeah, because yours made me throw up.
Wow.
That's true.
I had
speaking of buffalo dip and throw up, I just need to point out that buffalo dip sitting in a bowl
looks like
a tasty treat. Buffalo dip turned over on the floor looks and smells like vomit.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I had some buffalo chicken dip at my cousin's engagement party, and it was identical to yours.
Did 100%. It make you throw up?
No, it was delicious.
Yeah.
Make your dick hard.
A little.
That's because the recipe is on the back of the hot sauce bottle. Oh. So it's pretty easy to make.
There you go.
And that's why it was
ancient
identical.
Chinese secret. Eh?
Mm. See, Jamie roasted a real chicken, baked chicken, and used that
just
chicken
boil
meat.
It.
Yeah. So that's why it tastes a little better. It didn't make me puke. Mm.
There's bones in it and everything.
Yeah, but you had the extra hot, too. That's why.
When you
I used it? Frank's extra hot.
Yeah, that's
like,
probably why.
You're like, I want extra hot. I'm a fucking man. No. Next day, you're like, who's fucking puking?
Yeah, it was bad.
By the way, Steve, you are coming in like extremely HD with this lighting.
Gross.
Look at that. Look at how HD you are.
I am.
It's too bad you aren't just
fantastic.
In trunks.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
give us the
shirt
sure off. Give us the most muscular.
Soil up real quick.
Let's all take our shirts off. All
right.
Let's just get naked.
Yeah.
All of us.
Like gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's butt naked.
Like fucking.
Greek, yo,
Malibu,
like
Greek
jailer's hand.
I think the show would flow better if we were all naked.
I think so too.
And drunk.
Oh, speaking of Greek, did anybody else catch the back and forth comment from that random?
Yeah, what the hell was that?
I don't know what was about, but I'd shared a picture on the Facebook page.
I was excited that I got 93 likes.
Yeah. What? It was a picture.
Was that our likes or was that?
No, that was our likes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's that new the story in the news about the girl who killed herself because she was bullied
because she showed her boobies.
Yeah. Well, there was a picture going around that I shared on our page of it's her and it's like killed herself because she was made fun of for showing her tits on the internet. And then a picture of a horse tooth fucking little weirdo. It says killed himself because he was bullied profusely. And then under hers it's like everyone and their mother cried. And under his like nobody cared.
Oh, yeah.
To which that prompted somehow a guy from Europe of Greek descent decides.
And he likes our page, this guy?
I don't think he does. I think he saw it through someone else's like or comment or something.
Oh, so people can just
throw
comments in?
Like if somebody comments on the page or likes it, it'll show up on their page as like this person commented on.
And then if it's enabled, I guess, on our page, friends of friends can comment too.
So he's like, well, this is what's wrong with America, and you know, just starts shitting on America,
on and on and
which
on.
Then quickly prompts other people, and myself to start responding to the guy. But the shit he was writing was just so dumb.
Yeah,
and it was like, oh, don't make fun of our politics. All of our politicians were educated in America, and all this stupid bullshit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. The whole American. Fucking political system is all based on Greek and all this shit. And,
oh, yeah.
And I'm like, that's not what I was going to bring up. This is what I was going to bring up. And I posted a picture of a Greek statue of two naked men wrestling.
Nice.
And after all of this, after what? About over 50 back and forth comments?
Yeah.
The very last comment is me. And I put, I just want to say I really like gyros.
Nice.
And I signed my name Derek because I knew it was going to come up as the aristocrats.
Yeah.
And I do. And I wish I had one today. I was going to get one, but
there
I
didn't. There goes my gyro.
Gyro.
Yeah.
You like the gyro. So, yeah, that guy's a douche.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I love this whole angle, like, oh, well, I outsmarted you and outclassed you, and he, the whole time he's just making himself look like an idiot.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
And he pretty much just painted the picture that Americans just get, you know, fuck each other in prison and eat McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, that was his basis of America.
Yeah. This girl, right?
Yes.
I want to see the picture. Yeah. I want to see the picture of the other guy.
I thought you were going to say I want to see the picture of her naked.
Well, yeah.
If you go to the Aristocrats Facebook, you can see right
now. Oh, it's right on there.
Right there. Yeah.
Oh.
We're making fun of the girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the little whore on the left flashing her tits on the internet.
Now, what exactly happened with her? She was just, why is she bullied? She looks like a nice little pretty girl.
It says right there.
She
flashed her boobs online, so I'm sure somebody took like a screen cap of it, and then that got around to everybody in school. Because that's what happens. People do dumb things in school. And then hooking up with someone in a relationship. So I guess somebody cheated on their girlfriend with her, so more people.
And didn't she put some YouTube video up about it? Like, and then she killed herself?
Yeah. Today's version of
looking like Brexit.
And then that guy.
Again, her. We're talking about her.
Yeah.
So today's version of the suicide note, she makes a little internet video. And
I have zits.
Wow.
Nobody likes me.
Yeah, she's ugly.
Wow. She had many more years of sucking dick ahead of her.
Oh, man.
She wasted on suicide.
You got that right.
Any pair of glasses can fit in my ears.
His ears are so big that even in death, he could probably still hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
My glasses are so big, my ears are sticking out.
Oh, good one.
Shit. That's
what he would say. That's what, I mean, she would say.
Yeah.
I'm so nervous. I got a lump in my throat.
Is that a good one? Come on.
My left ear is a little lower than the right one.
Does have a very pronounced Adam's apple. Commits suicide because he was constantly bullied for being ugly.
Who, the girl? The guy.
That's how the Greek dude.
Oh, look at the size of B-shaps in that picture.
That's how the Greek dude started. Is he's like, they're both beautiful. And then it's coming that was like, no,
right
he's
there, right there.
He's fucked up looking and she's a whore.
Nice. You know what, though? I totally agree with this picture.
You're a troll.
It is horse shit. I feel bad for the little bugger.
Yeah. Which one?
The guy on the right.
Yeah.
I feel bad for shit.
Oh, and then we got the obligatory, I'm a U.S. soldier, so you're a piece of shit. That thing.
No, every time.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It's right there. The guy Rick. He's he's like.
I thought it said Rick Martell at first. I got excited.
The model. The model.
I am a model. She could have been a model, but he was ugly. He needs some arrogance.
Oh.
I instantly made that.
No. No. I don't think that's okay.
What? You got to change the words around.
What?
Because he's alive.
Oh, okay. All right,
for one,
right,
he's
right,
alive. And two, he's a lovely gentleman.
I bet. He's not very gingery in that picture.
I'm just going to go ahead and say, B-Shaps, he did it.
Consider it done.
It's done.
Oh, that's is that why you did it? Because you already wrote it?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Hold on a second. No. I'm gonna change the words. I'm gonna change the words.
Wow.
Oh yo.
Oh man.
Gorsh.
Matt, I know you can write.
What's that?
Mike.
What?
Quit.
Hebrew school, whatever they call that.
Or whatever they call it. Ellipsis. Game ever.
Derek, I shit the other day.
Oh, yeah?
And it was just a pellet, like the size of like
Wyoming?
No. Like the bigger Christmas bulbs.
Wow.
Like on the outside
the,
half
the bigger
like,
ones.
You know, like the oval ones? You know what I'm talking about?
Like the old school ones.
Yeah.
there was so much force behind just that, though,
mm-hmm.
that as it left, it torpedoed into the toilet with a pop sound like fart.
First of all, that smells disgusting. Second of all, how did you seal this?
I felt it was so awful.
That smells really bad.
It's buffalo chicken dip. I brought it with me.
It's really bad.
So, so check this out. It sounded like
a knuckle, horrendous.
Just one knuckle cracking. Yeah. Just like a right behind.
Wow.
It torpedoed into the bowl.
This is rancid. This is terrible.
What's wrong?
It smells like ass.
You guys are just smelling your upper lips.
Your upper lips.
Derek was wrong.
You fucking stink.
You're telling me that you'd rather smell your sweaty, steamy cleavage over my farts? Ew.
Oh, God.
You look at a Chinese broad.
It still smells.
No, it's not going away, bro. You gotta open up some windows. You gotta get that garage door open. Are you actually gagging?
No.
Me Chinese, me play joke, me put beard hair on your face.
Me Jewish, me play joke. I wish I knew some kind of Hebrew words.
Me Chinese, me play joke, me give you bone cancer. And when you get over the bone cancer, you're going to grow a beard.
Oh, my God.
In your Coke. With a knick-knack, paddywhack, give the dog a
boner.
All right, I think it's time to...
Yeah, wrap this sucker up. It's late.
Holy shit. Sorry, Matt.
I was almost done with my B-shaps at it.
Oh. You can still give it
to
him.
Okay. It could be the picture for the show. If it goes up, that is.
I don't know. I think I might have to sit on this for a day and go through and edit it.
Chop it up.
Tomorrow when I'm in my...
It's never going up.
Well, yeah, probably. Either that or tomorrow in my Benadryl haze, I'm going to... Yeah, Steve's got his mic out and everything. Yeah. He's ready to go.
Oh, we got to go get his wife some coffee. Yeah.
No.
So we are the
Aristocrats. We're Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com. If you're listening tonight, I'm sorry. If you downloaded this, hopefully it sounds a little better.
Just if you're listening to this and anything sounds weird, you can rest happily knowing that Derek's mom's computer is functioning.
Yes, it is. All right, that's it. I got nothing else to say. Good night.
What would you say you do here?